Hey, this is the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez from the Real Ass Podcast. Thanks for listening, but did you know that we do the show live every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch live, join the chat room, have access to the video version of the show, and access hundreds of hours of archives if you sign up for membership at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP when you check out, and you'll save $1 on monthly network membership. We got a bunch of great shows on the network, including Legion of Skanks, The Just the Show, High Society Radio, SDR Show, and the brand new Tim Dillon Is Going to Hell. Once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code RAP when you check out. And best of all, you don't have to listen to this commercial.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. Real Ass Dude, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. In studio, as always, with international superstar Zach Amico.
Excitable noises.
Chris Tinkle's here.
Yeah!
It's been a long time, huh?
Tinkle, I gotta really... Oh, you, by the way, you used to do that. This was before you... How have you become even more of a curmudgeon since I've met you? You used to be so excited. Every time we would come and do a podcast, you would do your Tinkle, yeah. And now you just fucking sit there. You act like you literally... It's like I got Jared Leto on the podcast. You sit there with your head against the wall like, whatever, I'm too cool for this show. I don't know why I'm here.
He thinks he's the John Lennon of the podcast.
Yeah. I hope you get shot to death.
Yeah. No, dude. Motherfucker, there is a wall up against me, and guess what? If I just go 2 inches to the left, I can lean up against
you. Yeah, it's very...
I'm old, and I hurt all the time.
It's very too cool for school and emo.
No, it's not. No.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, because I feel like the last time you saw cool kids, they were like that's when emo was in.
Dude, I'm not.
So I think that's what you're trying to fucking go for.
Off.
Yeah,
dude, my like left side is leaning up against it. If my head was leaning against it, and I was asking Shannon to play The Cure right now, then yeah,
yeah.
I was
just staring. Just preparing for the stroke he's gonna have in a few months.
I'm very excited to have today's guest on the show. This guy is a very funny comedian, and more than anything else. I've gotten into it with them a few times on social media, and not when I say gotten into it,
you?
It's not like legitimately gotten into it. It's just you like myself. You like to post provocative shit. You get into it with people. Yeah. That's what I think. One of the fun things about social media and Facebook is you can kind of create this conversation. I work out a lot of material on Facebook and on social media, and you kind of get an instant reaction and kind of see what gets people's juices flowing. But either way, happy to have you here. Phil Hunt joins us on the Real Ass Podcast.
Happy to be here, man. Thanks for having me.
What's going on, Phil? How you doing today, buddy?
I'm good, man. You?
I'm pretty good. Let me get your microphone right there. There we go.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna do Shannon's job for her. So listen, we got a fucking great show planned today, Phil. The reason we're gonna get into it, I want to get into some other stuff too, because I think that there's more important things in the world than our Facebook arguments. But we got into a Facebook thing recently because you posted some provocative stuff about female MMA in particular. And what's funny is the picture that you posted was of Misha Tate, and I'm gonna have you pull up that post in a little while, Shannon. But Misha Tate is a good friend of Chris Tinkle.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Tinkle's on it for a long time. So he actually has a great perspective on this because he knows the person actually in question. We're going to get into that today. Obviously, Trump is our president. I'm not trying to make the show a fucking heavy political show, right? That's not who I am as a human being, okay? I don't read newspapers.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I don't do any of that shit, okay? I live my life and I play my cards how they're dealt to me. And Trump being president or Hillary being president, for me, I promise you right now, it's not going to make a goddamn difference in anything that I do in my life, right?
Same way I felt. Yep.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. I think people are getting way too fucking dramatic about this. We are going to obviously talk about what's going on with Donald Trump on today's show. I don't want people to get fucking like bummed out like we're turning into this political show. It's just the biggest fucking news story in the world right now.
Yeah, he's president.
There's podcasts in fucking Zimbabwe right now, and they're fucking clicking and bumping into the microphones talking about Donald Trump. Guaranteed.
Yeah. They care more about our politics than we do.
I guarantee. What is podcasting in Africa, in the jungles? Do they have it?
I mean, I think it's a lot of cans and a lot of strings.
Yeah.
A fuck ton of strings.
Well, like in the caveman times, they would draw like symbols and shit on the wall. That was like old podcasting.
And they'll get there eventually.
Are you making fun of me?
They have it in Zimbabwe. I'm sure they're not listening to this.
Do they got a podcast? Do me a favor, Shannon, look up the number one African podcast. Actually,
the
from
Zimbabcast.
Africa. This, dude, if we don't start a podcast called the Zimbabcast, where we just do hack African accents for an hour straight.
It's just like fucking click noises for 90
minutes. Yeah, yeah,
So,
I was selling these bags.
Oh, please do this accent.
I'm going to let you guys trash Africans on account that they don't like American blacks.
Well, that's true, right? Yeah, isn't that a true thing? Yeah,
why don't they like you guys?
They think we're lazy. Same stereotype.
Lazy? You guys were the strongest. You were brought here because of how
physical prowess.
Is what,
we built fucking, this shit.
Eddie Griffin had a great thing about it, about how he was in his cab, and the guy was like, you ain't original black guys. How black do I gotta be, motherfucker? Yeah. Like, he has a whole thing about So they don't.
I mean, you are really black. They should not. Like, you're not like a fucking white black guy. Yeah. You're pretty black.
I'm a black.
Shannon, while you're looking that up, do me a favor. Put on a song. Let's get the plugs out of the way.
Black Beatles in the city, be back immediately to confiscate the money.
This is what Phil Hunt chose. What is this?
Black Beatles.
Black Beatles. Gucci Mane.
Race River.
This is the mannequin thing, right? The mannequin challenge.
A lot of people use this song for the mannequin challenge.
It's cool, man. I gotta be honest.
It's not bad.
Black people are pretty dope when it comes to
music. Yeah. I was kind of worried.
You guys had it. You had politics for a minute. You were doing everything.
Fucking win.
Yeah, music, style, and politics. Yeah. But it was too far. Look, if we didn't have a black president, there's no way Trump would be president right now. 8 years of Obama incited those fucking...
That's what this one black dude was saying on CNBC. It was like a white lash. It was a white lash for all like the middle of the country that was pissed off that we had a black dude for 8 years. That's what he called it, white lash. And I was like, that's pretty great.
Turn the music down a little bit, Shannon. Let's get these plugs out of the way. Phil Hunt, anything to plug?
Just social media, man. Follow me at Phil Hunt 2. That is Phil with two L's and the number 2. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff.
It's all the same thing?
All the same.
Smart, man. I fucked up. I got Gomez Comedy on Instagram and then Luis J. Gomez on all the other shit.
Ah.
I couldn't get Luis J. Gomez on Instagram. I was late to the game.
Damn.
Chris Tinkle.
Another Luis J. Gomez?
Chris Tinkle, what do you got?
Wait. Is there another Luis J. Gomez on fucking Instagram?
100%.
Who is he?
Let's look at him. Pull up his shit. I bet he's more interested. What do you think is the best life in the world?
Oh, my friend Ryan Stout. It was some like kid. Some like special needs kid had his fucking name, dude. And so we could never make fun of it. Listen to Hammer Fisting. Last week we had Brian Caraway in studio.
Yeah.
Great interview, man. He was like, he touched on a lot of cool shit. And I am working. That's why I keep looking at my phone. I'm working on in studio guests right now. I can't
for today?
Yeah. But cool. It's, so hopefully we'll have somebody and it'll be a big one. So,
Very cool.
We'll be talking UFC 205.
Obviously, we're talking UFC 205 on today's show. We're talking about it tonight on Legion of Skanks.
Are you?
Yeah, I mean, we have to. It's just too big.
You guys have Jason Ellis in the studio, right?
We had Ellis on tonight, who's a big MMA guy. We had Bisping on last week.
Brother's
Mickey Gall coming back in. Really?
Yeah. Hey, you know that fucking show with
Gall. You come on, Mickey Gall.
Yes.
Don't sit there like Chris Stanley did and not talk, though.
No, motherfucker. That's why I should be on there when there's a UFC guy.
Zach Amico. What's up, motherfucker?
Twitter, Instagram, Zach is not funny. Snapchat me your cat, Zach Amico. And The Stand, Frantic on the 28th. And no date yet, but start salivating. Champion versus champion. The Zach Amico v. Mike Lawrence roast battle.
I'm against
might
this
happen.
Completely. I'm against. No, it's going to happen, and I'm completely against
it. Why are you against it?
Because Mike doesn't want it to be for the title, and I don't think you should have your first fucking battle after winning the title to not be for the championship.
Yeah, like a non. Yeah, what is this fucking wrestling shit?
I know.
It's like a fucking true nerd. It irritates
me. It's infuriating
dude.
To me.
Yeah.
It's like, get the fuck over yourselves, you autistic fucking retards.
Yeah.
Put the dumb belt on the line. Mike, you know.
You're really good at writing fat jokes. Fuck yourself.
Look, it's fine. It's fine.
You should wait until it's on television, though. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't waste it.
To be honest with you, that's not a bad idea. But I get why Mike wants to do it. Mike's leaving. He's moving to L.A.
Yeah.
So he wants to make his last battle in New York against the New York champion, but he doesn't want it to be for the belt. He thinks you're going to beat him, like, honestly. But
yeah, that's why you
I think
do
it's
that.
Stupid. It's just fucking immature.
Dude, remember when the honky tonk man used to pull that shit, dude? He would wrestle everybody, but it would never be for the belt because he knew he would lose.
Yeah.
You can't have a
He's the honky tonk man.
But yeah, that's going to happen. That's going to be an amazing battle. Guys, go to GomezComedy.com. Gomez Comedy on Instagram. December 9th and 10th. Providence, Rhode Island. Myself and Mike Feeney is going to be coming out there with me. So come and check out those shows. Got 3 shows Friday and Saturday night. Legion of Skanks, obviously, every Wednesday night at the Creek in the Cave. And every other Tuesday, I host the Roastmasters at the Stand. You guys can get free tickets for both of those shows. So make sure you guys check out all of those amazing shows. Also, take a minute right now. Go to our iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review, positive ranking, all that good shit, motherfuckers. It helps us out. It really does. So, yeah, that's it. Thanks. Cut the music. Cut that shit, Shannon. Shannon, I'm going to, and here's the thing, I'm going to be honest about this. This is going to be the make or break moment for you today, because I love you. You know how much I love you. Please tell me that you brought in cupcakes.
Okay, but remember last week we agreed home-baked goods.
Home-baked goods.
Yes, I did.
So, oh, you brought some home-baked goods in?
Yes.
Can you get them for us?
Yes.
We should bring them out at the beginning of the show. Cupcakes. It kind of sets a happy mood. Let me tell you something, and turn off your mic, because it's annoying me. Not you, the fucking sound. I really am a dick to Shannon. This is the nicest I can be to anybody in the world. You know that. Yeah. Like, I'm just telling you right now, I'm not very good at being nice, okay?
Among other things.
There's so much, when you have a nice home-baked good, just to start off your day, it just feels nice.
You know, world.
And it really is, and it puts everyone in a good mood. I go to the Midwest to my son's mother's family's place, and they're like real deal white Midwesterners who they constantly have delicious food burning at all times. There's like pies coming out of the oven the holiday season. Awesome. Like pies coming out. What'd you bring? Oh, cookies,
God,
Shannon? Oh,
damn it.
Oreo stuffed chocolate chip cookies?
Oreo stuffed chocolate.
I'm trying to get my dick abs back.
God damn it. I'm gonna tell you right now, we're gonna have to play some sort of audio while we eat these cookies in a minute. Let me just look at these. Oreo stuffed chocolate. Shut up, Shannon.
You look serious.
I love you.
Oh, dude.
Can I also tell you your problem, Shannon? This set here.
Dude, why would you say that? She just came
in
with
two
Tupperwares.
I gotta tell you what the problem is, okay?
You know what your real problem is, Shannon? Other than you make awesome shit for us to eat for no reason?
Can I tell you why, Shannon?
Insult a woman with baked goods.
We want this bit to go away eventually, right? You don't have to bake us goods every single week. That's crazy.
Right.
Right? But if you make them this good, how am I going to make this bit go away?
You're such a
dick. You have to get somewhere
you're
in the
such
middle.
A dick. You fucking razzed her so much that you fucking bullied her into making this shit. Yeah. And now you're like, hey, it's too good.
Bring it back a little bit. I'm saying, now I want this every single week or something of this creative. Oh, we're going to have fucking, honey bun stuffed cupcakes next week. This is amazing. You're high. You have hybrid
Lewis
baked
is such
goods.
White trash. His idea of a delicacy is a honey bun from a bodega.
No, but when I brought the shitty cupcakes, that didn't work.
That's ridiculous.
See, I can't win.
You can't buy dollar store bought cupcakes. Okay.
Next week, I want you to fucking go buy some munchkins at Dunkin' Donuts and drop them in the gutter, and then bring them in, please.
Shannon is gonna bring Jack Russell Terrier stuffed pie. My dog's lost again.
You guys had sporty pie.
That's the kind of shit Hillary was gonna stop.
Yeah, it's true.
No women with baked goods. That shit was gonna be banned.
This was fucking no, but this is actually why it's Trump's America. This how fitting is it that we were making her bake a shit every single week now? It's amazing. But actually, can you do that, Shannon? Can you try to do honey bun stuffed cupcakes? Literally, all you got to do is cut up the honey buns and put them in the fucking middle of the cupcake batter.
Right, don't tell me how to do it.
Just don't tell her how to do it. I could live with that.
Well, you don't have to make the honey buns from scratch. That's crazy. I wouldn't make you do that.
Dude, I'm giving Shannon 6 months until she fucking rips off the headphones and charges you. Maybe four. Possibly 4 months.
Do this to every producer we've ever had.
Yeah, no, you traumatize everybody.
No, and they leave. They always leave.
They always
leave.
Yeah.
Nobody lasts.
Dude, you are going to have a breast implant-shaped dent in your bald head.
Do you degrade your producers?
Yeah. Look, it's hazing. This is how you become a strong human being.
Is it?
Yeah, I was hazed coming up in the comedy scene. This is what I do to the producers.
Oh, it's true. You turned out fine.
Yeah. I think I did. So I got to say right now, I'm very broken this week inside. I'm heartbroken. Leonard Cohen died. Leonard Cohen, guys. The man who has been at the tip of everybody's lips almost daily. If you go into any coffee shop or deli or diner, if you listen closely to people talking, 80% of the conversations are Leonard Cohen.
That's true.
80%. Okay.
Now or?
No, before.
Oh, yeah.
Before. We have lost a hero.
Yeah.
We've lost an American hero. Shannon, is he American?
We just call everybody an American hero.
That's okay. That's what's amazing about America. We're a melting pot, Phil Hunt. Okay.
He transcends nationality.
Is he American?
No, he's Canadian.
God damn it. Well, he's a North American North hero.
Close enough.
That's what I said. If you rewind the tape, do me a favor, Shannon.
Did he die in America?
Shannon, North. Take that and edit it back into before I said.
Hey, wait.
And put North! The together.
Yeah, there you go.
Edit that in. Please edit that in instead.
He probably died in America, though.
I'm glad that Jew died. No, edit that out, Shannon. Edit it out.
And put it in the intro for part of the problem.
When Canadians get rich, they don't go back to Canada. They live and die here. So.
Exactly. Why would you go to Canada
exactly.
if you're in the fucking land of the free and the home
Must
of the brave?
Be something wrong there.
Well, everyone's threatening to go to Canada.
Everyone wants to go to Canada.
Nobody wants to go to Canada. I got friends. I'm going to go back through their Facebook, and we're going to ask them. Like, yeah. When are you going to Canada? I'm going to ask them.
There's a compilation. We'll play it in a few. I don't even know if I want to play it. Now,
Tickle
bummed me out about it. There's a compilation of celebrities saying they go back to Canada, and I figured we could play that while we eat cookies. But awesome. Tinkle is telling me that other people have done this on other shows.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, we aren't the only ones who thought of, like, calling all these famous people on their shit. Like, I'm going to leave. And then, but no one's done it while eating cookies.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
No one's done it with this in a soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
No, but we move away from the microphones.
Oh, do we? I was going to fucking.
No, it's disgusting. Right when people here. Do that, when I listen to people eating on a microphone, it makes me want to puke. I have to take my headphones off.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Like, the sounding of the chomping and the slopping.
Ew.
Shannon, I'm sorry. Did we find the number one podcast in Africa?
Fucking eat those cookies or what, dude? I don't even eat sweets, and I'm pissed off now because it's just sitting there.
What's the number one podcast in Africa?
Mocking me.
Okay, what I found was the top 6 hot podcasts in Africa. So I guess I can go all the way down to
the first one is just somebody describing what it's like to eat food.
See, I don't think that.
Just the other one is the detail how to fuck a baby to get rid of your AIDS.
Oh.
How to avoid mosquitoes.
I'm pretty sure in the top 5 is a podcast where they discuss how white people came and took all the diamonds.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talk about that on.
But
there?
what are Africans going to do with the diamonds?
Jewelry.
Sell them, maybe, and make money. The same thing white people do with them.
When I don't know.
They can sell them to us instead of us going over there and stealing them.
I don't know the infrastructure, but I bet you, just like the oil in the Middle East. Listen, those people in the Middle East don't know how to get the oil out of the ground. Okay, what are they going to do? Fucking tap at the ground with a hammer for hours?
Isn't that how you do it?
It's not going to happen.
All right, and you just keep poking in the sand until you hit oil, isn't it?
No. We came in and fucking built giant things that could draw the oil out of the ground. Just
they
like
didn't
we built.
Know
oh yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure the guys in the African jungles know how to mine diamonds and turn them into actual diamonds. Do you know what a diamond looks like when it's unmined? It looks like a fucking rock.
Countries.
You can't even tell that it's a diamond.
True, but
I made
sure
that up. I don't even know if that's true.
So
you said
dumb,
true.
Dude. No, true. But I'm sure
it's a shiny fucking. You would know the difference.
Pull up. It does actually. I do know this. Look at this.
Yeah, but you
would
still,
you know that's a diamond, Tinkle? Do you think Africans?
It looks like a smoker's lung.
But an African, I'm pretty sure, knows that's a diamond.
No.
In the same way that
where's the diamond at? Is that what they mean
by
a diamond in the rough?
The difference between weed and a regular leaf, if you saw it growing.
Yeah, maybe.
Shit.
I don't know. You don't know Phil.
That's like an alien.
But let me tell you, you're.
What the fuck
that's
is that?
In their backyard.
You're assuming just like I'm assuming. I have no fucking idea.
No, I'm not saying I know, but I'm just saying.
Guys, email us, realizepodcast@gmail.com. Let us know who's right here, because I'm not going to research this after this conversation. The point of all of this, okay, first of all, I want to hear a clip of the number one podcast in Africa right now while we eat a little piece of cookie.
That's so rude, dude.
Like you're going to understand it if it's in Africa.
I want to hear it. I wonder if
let's
it's
listen
English.
To these hungry motherfuckers while we eat some fresh baked
chicken
cookies.
And jollof rice is the name of one of the podcasts.
Oh my god!
That's what I would name it if I was trying to be racist.
Oh, look at those pictures. Man.
Yeah, those are the pictures I would use if I was trying to be racist.
So you gotta be careful with ethnic podcasts.
All right, I want to hear a clip from this.
Hey, they know how to do it.
Today's
they have
podcast
a girl.
Is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audio book download and 30-day free trial.
Goodness. For
problems.
See, family? See, we got outside confirmation. We don't just tell y'all this stuff.
He's white.
All right, family. So I'm going to explain.
Shannon.
The day before the Super Bowl.
Stop it. That is not an African podcast. That is what your Staten Island relatives call Africans.
This is a list from a site called Okaya Africa, and it's the top 6 African podcasts you should be listening to.
No, because...
Yeah, but they just... You
and
know,
it's
they
in America.
On there.
Those people were from fucking Newark.
They speak in English. Yeah.
They didn't even have an accent, Shannon.
I don't think African people even eat chicken. I mean, they don't have chickens running around.
What are they eat?
I'm being very careful right now. I don't know
Why?
What to say. I don't know. I don't.
Phil's not going to hit you.
I don't think they have farm shit out there, right? I mean,
besides,
don't they?
Have you seen your face? I feel like if somebody punched you, they'd break their hand. I think it's all like bone. Like,
I have a very, very hard face.
What's the dinosaur that has the plate on his head? I feel like that's what your nose and forehead are made of.
Triceratops?
No. They have the one that it's like a bone. Like his whole face and head are a bone.
I don't know.
I went to the Natural History Museum recently, so.
The point of all this. A lot of useless information over there.
Did you go with James?
Yeah.
Did it blow his fucking mind?
He loved it.
I like the dinosaur thing, right? They have an entire thing now for dinosaurs.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. They've had it forever. Since I was a kid.
All right.
I have another one.
I gotta play it, Shannon.
Is this called like the Nike High Top podcast?
It's called African Tech Roundup.
Oh. This
if
is
you
a rock.
Yeah. A rock.
Hello,
against a tree.
And welcome to the African Tech Roundup, episode 43 for the week ending Monday, February 8th. This is where we round up the week's most important tech, digital, and innovation
43
news
weeks, guys.
The African
we found
continent.
Fire.
My name is Abdi Masugu, and back from Inspiring
got,
the World
dude,
on Snot.
Just hit your sleeve.
Oh, I just blew a snot bubble out of my nose. That was so funny.
How you doing, mate?
I'm cool, man. I'm cool. How are you?
Hey, I'm chilling, bro. I'm chilling.
I like
give
this.
Us a
this
quick
sounds good.
Back,
yeah.
You know, ask the people.
I'm
we
way
people
in.
Just want to know, you know, what you are up to. At, is it Who Are We?
Yeah, it's not
hey,
the phone.
A cookie,
it's
fuck face.
Not the Huawei. But yeah, it's a quite interesting initiative started by Molefe Makananiso, who's the bassist for African fusion rock band, if I can call it that. So Black Jacks. So he started this initiative.
All right, I'm going to try to get these guys at the Gas Digital Network. I really am. All right, stop it. That's fun. That's great.
That's still stereotypical.
I like
they're talking about cab drivers.
Thank you.
That's exactly what you think Africans are talking about.
Well, hold on. Cab driver in Africa is one of the highest positions you could have.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that confirmed or is that just...
I look, every fact that I say, I just make it up, though. This is not about Africans, okay? This is about Leonard Cohen and what he brought to this world. Let me ask you guys a question. What's your favorite Leonard Cohen song?
Hallelujah.
You got it first.
Wait, dude. That's a fucking Jeff Buckley song. All right.
Tickle, what's your favorite Leonard Cohen song?
I like Leonard Cohen's cover of Jeff Buckley's Hallelujah.
That's pretty cool, yeah. What about you, Phil?
I have no clue who we're talking about here.
Yeah. At first, I really thought the guy from Star Trek died when I first read it, and I was like, oh, no.
Oh, Leonard Nimoy,
yeah.
Who's already been
yeah,
dead?
He's been dead for like 10 years.
Yeah. You're going to be sad twice? By the way, dude,
oh, no, Nimoy's dead.
I'm going to put this, look at this cookie right here. This is Shannon's Fuck You to Lewis. She literally just dropped an entire Oreo and covered it with another cookie. I thought it was Oreo pieces.
That's like her. That's like
it's like a turducken of cookies.
That's like the breast implants of cookies.
Yeah. She
it's like a better.
Like,
it's a better boob inside of her boob.
Fuck Lewis. I'm just gonna dump entire Oreos.
Yeah. I'm much more interested in talking to this cookie now.
Shove one cookie inside of another cookie. That's cookie incest.
Yeah, I love it. Shannon, you're very creative. You should be commended.
This cookie gets a lot more tips when it bartends now.
Oh, man. So, all right, man, all I want to say is fucking Leonard Cohen, you know, here's to you, man. I knew him, actually, personally.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, we would go out for drinks once in a blue. I mean, about once or twice a year we get back together. We wrote a couple songs together back in the 60s. So, yeah. You don't
really care. Kind of sounds like you.
Yeah.
Do you?
It goes like. Why does it sound like a Eeyore is singing a song to me? The minor fall, the major lift, Leonard, fucking smile, you're a rich Jew. How is this so depressing?
They're surprised this guy died. He sounds like he's dying right now.
Was he in a concentration camp when he composed this version? All right. Thanks, Shannon. Let's switch gears. Listen, Phil. I know you're a good guy. Right. I've known Phil for a little while now. I see you around the comedy scene a bunch.
Right.
This is not our first foray into battling back and forth on the Facebooks.
That's what it's there for.
Yeah, yeah. I want to pull up this. Let me pull it up on the big screen up here. There we go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus. That's a lot of.
It's a fucking rant.
I got to say a lot of shit because what people do is they try to poke holes in your theory and they say everything you don't say. And now
I'll be honest with you, Phil. You poked a lot of holes in your own theory.
Yeah, so you said everything.
But see, I realized that there are holes in my theory. But
oh,
there's
man,
also
holes
in your theory.
No, we're going to talk about it. That's why you're here, Philly.
That's some holes.
That's why you're here, baby.
Yeah,
let me,
what we're here for.
Let me read through some of this real quick just for the audio listeners that are just listening to the show. Phil Hunt posted this a couple days ago. This is right after UFC 205, the biggest event in mixed martial arts history. I had I got lucky and I got a ticket last minute. I ended up being there. We're going to talk about, you know, that later on tonight on Legion of Skanks, because me, Big J, and Dave all have our own crazy stories how we got tickets. But this was a historic event, you know, and it was a big deal. And it was also pretty historic because they put two female fights on the main card. Misha Tate being a former UFC champion, which is the picture that you posted.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Misha's been on my other podcast when I used to host it bunch. She's been on Tinkle's podcast a bunch. Good friends with Tinkle. She got a fucking, her ass.
Oh, yeah. She's
dude, I mean, there was so many positions good. In that fight on Saturday night where she was just rolling around and she's getting her ass kicked, but, like, literally her legs are just spread and I'm looking into her ass and her vagina and it's just this perfect little... her ass to vagina in those shorts, that area, wow. Her taintish area, if yes. You're looking from that view, is the hottest of any woman I've ever seen. I'm not saying she's the hottest one. I'm saying that area on her ass to vagina, taint to stomach area, that whole section... is fucking phenomenal.
Well, what's funny is I know that she wears two sport bras because she's worried one of her titties is going to pop out. And what's funny is I was worried that her fucking vag was going to... I was like, oh, dude, she's going to be because I know her and she's, you know, she's like a sweet... And I know that like, she would not be cool with her vagina getting screenshotted and put all over the fucking...
She's so hot. And by the way, I only talk about her this way now because she's a retired mixed martial artist. I would never disrespect... a current professional mixed martial artist.
She'll be back.
Okay, but I would let Misha Tate take a dump in my mouth.
You said current.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Now, Shannon, Misha's got fake boobs. Would that...
Allegedly.
No, they're fucking
allegedly,
fake.
Allegedly, dude.
Shannon, would you be nervous about fighting with your fake boobs? Because my thing would be like, all right, one of these are going to pop and you're going to start spraying silicone everywhere.
I have felt nervous before, like rolling with a guy bigger than me. I felt like the mushing, yeah.
And you thought it was going to pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, because those are...
They were doing ecstasy.
Yeah, it was like...
They were doing ecstasy. Like, does this hurt?
They were doing ecstasy, and he was just headbutting her in the tits.
I was like, I think she's talking about...
Feels so good.
Jiu-jitsu, but I've never heard her talk about it before.
Yeah. No, she used to do martial arts.
Is that her way?
You fight?
No, I haven't in maybe like a year.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've taken different martial arts.
But she'll let you know, Phil. She will fuck you up.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Let me read some.
I don't doubt these people can fight.
Pull
they
this up
fight.
On the big screen.
I just can't watch.
So this is Phil. I can watch boxing and I can watch wrestling. It's an art and there are some type of rules and regulations, but UFC is just too savage for me. I mean, males and females. I mean, y'all watching women fight? What if one of those girls turns out to be pregnant and has the baby so y'all can feel bad about it? This is a retarded point, but we're going to get into this. I don't want to bring it.
Point one.
The baby rule.
Do you want to just, why don't we do it?
Point one.
Let's just do it point by point.
We should copy and paste all
these I insulted white guys.
No, but let me explain to you.
UFC is like
First of all, I am a Latino. It should be pointed out.
I know.
I was thinking about this the other day because a Jewish guy, my buddy Ari Teeman, who's a comic, he was saying how Jewish people aren't white, and I was like, all right, look, if we're just talking about like race as like I look at race as what you can see visually. That's what I think it is. And if you're talking about white privilege, quote unquote, Jews are afforded white privilege. You know, you look at Dave Smith. He's a white guy. He gets the same privilege
the
that any other. And I'm not saying that there aren't advantages to being Chinese. I'm just saying it is what it is. You know,
gets the benefit of the doubt.
I'm a Latino to white to walking down the street to anybody in the world. I'm a Latino, so I know that I have a lot of quote unquote white sensibilities, and I was raised by white people, and I like metal music and UFC.
Okay,
but to the world, I'm a Hispanic person.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Luis Gomez.
Exactly, Luis. What a fucking Latino name is that?
Right.
So, it's not just white guys. This sport has become a really big fucking deal.
Oh, I know.
Three UFC champions are African American.
I know.
At this point, now that there's money in this sport, I mean, first of all, if you consider Brazilians, I would say 70% of the fighters at this point are not white. You consider how many Brazilian 70%? Fighters are? Yeah. I'd say 30% of the fighters are maybe white. Yeah.
But I'd have to say the audience, as far as people that I'm around,
okay,
no black guys watch UFC.
Not no black guys.
I shouldn't say no.
You're right, though.
And I hate
less.
To get into, like, you know, oh, this guy's not black or this guy, you know.
Yeah, there's like a
sensibilities.
Lot of
sensibilities.
I'd say like there's more casual black UFC fans when like John Jones is fighting. Yes. I mean, I've had a lot of like black friends who never ask me about UFC, and whenever John Jones is fighting, they're asking me if I'm going to order it or whatever.
Right. So, I think I know why that is, and I've talked about this on other shows.
Because they did coke with him?
Yeah. Because he has the money.
Hey, coke brings people together.
That is true.
No, I think black guys and Hispanic guys, for the most part, are and they're coming around to it now. But I don't think that I think they're not into MMA because there's rampant homophobia in the urban communities, and the idea of two men rolling around in each other's guards with in their underwear, yeah. It fucking literally turns brown people off, and they've been told that yo that's gay, that's
nah.
Yes, it is.
It looks like the first 7 minutes of a.
I mean, you're not
porn.
Wrong about the homophobia, but
I think that's why they've
around.
Been. What do you mean?
Yeah, I think you're wrong about them rolling around.
Who rolling around?
The guys. No, I mean, they definitely
the guys
roll,
in MMA?
They roll around.
Yeah.
But I think
oh, you're saying
wrong
that I don't
about
that
them being homophobic. I'm not denying the homophobia.
I've talked to a lot of black dudes who that's their reaction. They go, I like the striking, but as soon as it hits the ground, that shit's gay. I've talked to a lot of black dudes.
Two things. One is I think people underestimate the fact. I think part of my problem with it is you just weren't raised with it.
Nobody was.
It
started in 1993.
But it's like it's got to be comparable to if a guy, if women didn't have rights when you were born,
right?
And then all of a sudden you just start seeing them have rights. Like it has to be hard for your mind to adjust to it. So I think me watching it, I go, why would I watch that? Like,
right?
Because I was 11 or 12 by the time I first saw it. So
right,
I tend to dismiss it.
Right, but
not dismissing
amateur wrestling
again.
Is also like some white people
they
shit.
Can fight.
It really is, dude.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
it's, you're 100%
any
right.
Sport that's like, where do you do this? Minnesota.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
White people shit.
I agree that the foundation.
I'm talking about like amateur wrestling, like high school wrestling.
Oh, you mean real wrestling?
Yeah, like
yeah,
college
yeah, true,
wrestling.
True.
Yeah, like the Olympic team. I mean, if you look at it, I'd say it's probably 70% white dudes.
Right. I think white guys.
Yeah, that's like a middle America corn fed yeah. Boy kind of.
White guys tend to excel in fighting when they can go on the ground.
Right.
You can get a black guy on the ground. We got rhythm. We can fucking dance. We can play basketball. We're
fast. But I think that's just ridiculous. I mean, do you know how many Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belts there are?
Yeah,
that
I know,
are, that
but
are,
they're Brazilian.
No, but that are black guys. Are you crazy?
They're Brazilian.
There are plenty of black guys that are Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belts.
No, I'm not saying
there are plenty
not
of black
American.
Guys.
I'm not
Phil Davis is a black belt. Phil Davis is one of the highest caliber wrestlers in the sport. He's a black guy.
I'm not saying we can't. We could do both. I'm just saying, white guys feel like they have a better chance if they get a black guy on the ground.
That is just, but here's my point, Phil. I feel like that is just literally an out of nowhere kind of concept. Like you're just pulling that out of the air.
Who's the last white boxing heavyweight champion?
Klitschko's. They've been dominating for years.
Russian.
That's white. What are you talking about?
Still you know how happy George Zimmerman is that fight went to the ground?
Exactly. See? You're proving my point. He won.
And fucking, what's his name? Tyson Fury just beat.
Again, I'm not saying that.
They're all
he's
white
not
guys.
American either, though.
It doesn't matter. I don't understand why. Oh, you think a British white guy
has
more rhythm than an American white guy?
I'm just
guy?
Saying, like, dude, I think his entire paragraph was horseshit, but I'm just trying, like, I think I know what he's saying. I think he's, like, saying,
American
like,
white guys got tired of watching.
Well, Conor McGregor wants to fight Mayweather right now, so I guess we'll see.
I want
to
see that, dude. What do you guys
dude,
think? You guys
hold
really
on,
watch
I want,
it'll be about 90 seconds, and that's if Floyd is, like, fucking around.
So are you saying you think
Floyd will kill him?
Well, that's
any,
what I was
any
saying.
Fucking
in a boxing
boxer,
match? Yeah.
Do any pro
but if
boxer?
It was like, hold on, if it was a kickboxing match, just because that's what Floyd's been doing for years and years and
yeah,
years right. And years and years, if it was a kickboxing match, he'd get his fucking head kicked
oh,
off.
Okay, Floyd doesn't knock
so
out anybody.
The type of
he'll
match,
knock him
match.
Out.
Yeah, yeah. And in MMA, if it was MMA, he'd get killed
what if it's
by the, hold on, the lowest level guy in the UFC. The newest rookie in the UFC would kill Floyd in MMA.
Yes.
In MMA.
Think so?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He will
well,
take him to the ground.
Isn't he faster?
It doesn't matter. He
yeah,
can take him to the ground
down,
like
though.
That. He's not. First of all, Floyd. It's not. You understand? These guys know how to avoid getting hit. Floyd's not just one punch knocking people out. Where Floyd's
true.
Not Mike Tyson.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
they'll
true.
Avoid the fucking shot. They'll get
so
in. They'll clinch and they will take him to the ground and choke him the fuck unconscious.
Heavyweight.
What?
Do you think he could beat a heavyweight?
I think he would lose to guys lighter than him in MMA. In MMA?
Right.
Yeah. If it was, yeah.
So,
but if it was only
think,
boxing, I think he would be heavyweights in boxing.
Well, not.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah.
But like, just all fight. It's all fighting.
Yeah.
But I think.
In the
isn't,
the sport
isn't
of fighting.
Boxing more defensive?
Listen. Boxing is a sport of boxing, right?
Right.
It's very specific. Two gloves. I can do this.
Right.
I can hit in a certain area. MMA is as close to the art of fighting. Fucking fighting
just fight.
As you can come. There are rules, but that's
right.
To make it safer so it's not savages fucking gouging each other's eyes out. There are specific rules to make it a safe
right.
Thing, but if you're talking about a fight,
MMA comes as close as possible as emulating sure. that as in the world.
Like a parking lot fight.
Yes,
and that's why I don't want to watch. Like
but let me tell you, but all of these guys, they're learning multiple martial arts. They're learning techniques.
They're well trained. So I'm not disrespecting
I think a lot of people look at it as like this savage sport because they don't really understand what's happening in the sport. The cage is a very, when you're not used to the sport, you see two men get locked into a cage.
Right.
That fucking, dude, if you just describe that to a child, they're going to be like,
it's very primal. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's primal.
Do that. It looks really, it's kind of crazy to me that mainstream America, Fox TV, has fucking primetime fights now. Because it's a crazy,
dude, it's coming the other way.
It's men being locked into a cage. Yeah, they are. Of course they are.
Well, they don't call it a cage either. They call it like a fucking octagon.
Pull up his.
They're very careful what they say. I mean,
exactly. The language matters.
Pull up his thing. I want to read more of it. So anyway, to the point about this, about a woman being pregnant, this is the first thing that we're going to break down.
The commissions.
Yeah, they got a commission.
I'm just saying.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, you can throw that out. But here's a legit point.
We're going to keep on going. We're going to keep on going, all right?
Go ahead.
So what's next? Y'all going to be watching Friday night toddler fights? Taking bets on 2 to 3 year old babies fighting? I mean, they made a decision.
I would watch.
And the parents signed the permission slips like adults can make bad decisions too. Hold on. Don't move it anymore, Shannon. I fucking just lost my place. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, that's a lot there.
Why stop there? How about two senior citizens fighting? I mean, your grandma been looking for a way to supplement her fixed income. Grandma got amnesia anyway. She won't remember this, and she got to pay for a nursing home somehow. Look, that's very funny. I get what you're saying. But you know, like, here's the thing. When you, and this is where it becomes, and I hate the fact that I'm defending women, okay? The fact that you're making me defend women.
I know.
It actually made me more angry than everything you wrote. I'm going like, what am I, my fucking girlfriend's taking screenshots and sending it to her friends?
I hate when I have to say that kind
of what,
shit,
of this? Of that?
No, of me defending women. I'm like, no, don't get it fucking twisted. Yeah. I like Misha Tate's ass and pussy area. Let's get this.
Enough people defending
I'm still
going to
grab a pussy.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? When you make a statement like that, you're comparing the sensibilities of a toddler to women. So you're literally
not
going,
exactly,
what's next?
Really, because I'm saying I have a problem with the thing as a whole. To me, I
of
can't
course.
Watch it.
Dude, if fucking toddlers knew how to
so
fight,
to me,
I would
it's
watch
just
it.
People. So you would watch toddler fights?
If they knew how to fight,
they
that's
did
one
that.
For toddler
in
fights.
Jersey,
if they knew how to fight.
In Jersey, there was these women got arrested.
They had a baby fight club.
Yeah, they had a baby fight club at their fucking nursing home or in a nursery or whatever it is.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, and they were like betting on the fucking babies fighting. Yeah.
I bet if we got caught with that tape, it'd be like town.
It would be
porn,
the funniest
like
thing in
they
the world.
Would arrest the shit out of us.
I
got a parlay on if he shits his pants.
Dude, I would literally.
As long as, but I mean, consent, I guess, comes into play. So we have an issue with it because.
Well, they know
consent.
They can't just like they can't make a decision to smoke a cigarette.
Oh, yeah,
you know, a child. You know, you don't.
Definitely, I'm just asking.
I
where
think
we draw
to be
line.
Honest with you, I think 18 is too young to. I mean, it's 21 to drink now or to smoke cigarettes now in New York.
I believe so.
I mean, yeah, it is. But I think 18 is too young to get tattoos, too young to go off to war, too young to vote. Too young
to be 21.
You should, at least, dude. Let me tell you something. In this generation, the people that are growing
too
up
old
now.
To fuck.
Yeah, the people that are growing up now, they don't. I feel like everyone is 10 years younger than they were 30 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like 31-year-olds act like they're 21.
Drafted
now.
And you
know?
Went
how old
to
were your parents when they had you? Because I was just thinking about this.
Yeah, my mom was 20 when she had me.
Yeah, I was saying my mom and dad were like 24, 25. Yeah. I
were
can't
kids.
Imagine that.
My yeah, parents
and they were like grown-ups.
Yeah, exactly.
With
and
their
I
shit
still
together.
Can't imagine it.
It's crazy. So it's
man
a,
babies.
Yeah, it's
but
a
women
different,
babies too.
It's a different time. You know what I'm
Definitely
saying?
Different.
So when we came up with the rules for 18 to smoke or 18 to vote or 18 to go to war, I kind of get it because in the 60s, 18 was an adult. Now
right.
It's like a fucking child.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So it's like, no, I don't think that I think that you should have to be older than 18 to put yourself
in that
type
position.
Of
yeah.
position to go into nice. A cage and to fucking throw elbows at another dude's face and have that
happen. What's the age for porn? It's 18, right?
Yeah, it's 18 as well. Same
so
thing.
Yeah, same thing.
I think we all should right, move it so, all up. I made so, this but, point about tattoos. You know, I got a Lou Dog tattooed on my arm when I was 18. I'm
damn,
an idiot.
Damn.
Who has a good tattoo when they're 18?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Almost nobody.
Nobody makes good decisions when they're fucking kids.
Okay, so how old do you think? Is there a limit on how old they can be?
Here's the thing, right? This is why you have athletic commissions, right? Because technically, the way that I look at it is if two 90-year-old men want to get into a cage and fight each other, it's their body.
Shape.
Yeah, they're of sound mind and body.
So would you guys watch?
No, because they don't know how to fight.
I watch the best fights in the world.
What if
so why would I waste my time watching?
Shamrock in 2045.
I don't watch his fights
whatever.
Now. He stinks. He's 50.
Okay, so
I
mean, age is definitely
actually,
part
dude,
of the
I did watch two old dudes. I watched him versus fucking
it was awful. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was like a fucking joke.
And they were professional fighters. and now they're too old. So I'm gonna watching two 75-year-old men that, you know, it's ridiculous.
So you guys would not watch Friday Night Senior Fight?
No, that's ridiculous.
No.
I don't watch Bellator, which is the second biggest league in the world that competes with the UFC, because they're not the best. The UFC, here's what they did, right? They not only created the industry, but they flooded the market to the point where if you want MMA, you only have to go to the UFC. You don't have to go outside
MMA,
of it.
Oh, yeah, they bought everybody that was smaller than them, right?
Yep. It's exactly what they did. And it's smart fucking business.
It's business, yeah.
People don't even know what MMA is.
They have no idea.
UFC is.
Bellator is literally, and I won't say names, but there's comedy clubs that are around the comedy cellar that basically exist to get the fall off of the people that are going to the comedy cellar that can't get in. Like when the comedy cellar sold out, there's like three rooms right there.
True. That you could say the Grizzly Pair.
But there's like three or four places over there. And I don't want to shit on anybody because that's not hating it.
Right.
It's smart business for them to set it up because the comedy cellar doesn't have enough spaces. The comedy cellar opened a second location because they were like, oh shit, we're watching four rooms feeding off of our fall off, so let me go open up a second fucking room. Now both of the rooms are fucking sold out, right? So Bellator is the Grizzly Pair.
Well, if you have the
Bellator is just going like, hey, you know what, MMA is this thing, UFC is fucking paving the way.
Come on over
there's
here.
All these fucking people that are watching it, and casual fans don't really know, so they go, hey dude, let's throw a fucking program on Spike every week, and people will tune in not really knowing any better. That's their whole business model, and UFC is so big that they're able to thrive off of the fucking fall off and the scraps.
They've been advertising that fight that's not even happening until late January, and it's Chael Sonnen and Tito, both fucking cast-offs, who were so fucking like off the radar. Now you've ranked
if either 20. One of those guys were fighting in the UFC now, the headline would be, should they be retired or should they be fighting?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like, now in Bellator, it's like, I'm kind of excited to see it, honestly, because it's the biggest thing happening in Bellator.
But like, every time they would lose,
so you guys Joe just like watching head. People fight. Now you don't you
train people fight?
No.
Trained?
No, no,
you
no,
don't
no,
train?
Not really. I mean, I have through the years. I've trained in boxing
and
little
sparred a little bit,
things here and there, but nothing. People think that I fight, which is actually good because people don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
But you know, no, I've never trained to any extensive amount.
I've done the same kind of shit. I've like boxed for a while. And
no, I grew up wrestling.
That's so wrestling. Do you not want to fight?
Yeah,
or
Zach can like stomp his foot and like. Miss your face with his fist by about 60.
No, right. I don't want to. I remember one time we did a promotion when I used to sell tickets in Times Square.
Oh, yeah, that was fight.
Years ago, right? We used to go out. I was very like progressive when it came to promoting shit. I always had the biggest street team. I was trying to do things a little bit differently. So we had one day we came out and we were. We had headgear and boxing gloves, and I was taking on all challengers, and we had a huge crowd, and I had my ticket sellers like trying to get people to go to the shows, and we marketed a show around this concept. It was stupid, whatever. But I had this fucking little Mexican kid come up to me. He was like, oh yeah, Holmes, I'll fight you.
Holy
shit. And I didn't think about it, but now that I think back, it's like, oh, of course
he
this
boxed.
Kid, this kid fucking, this guy, of course he boxed. I'm twice his size. At that moment, while I look at this little bus boy walk up to me, man. I should have been like, oh yeah, this isn't going to fucking end well.
Yeah, no.
Dude, he came out. Dude, I literally, and this is back then. This is before I knew how to even throw a punch.
Right.
I literally had no idea how to turn my body to throw a punch. I didn't know the proper stance. I knew nothing. I was 21, 22 years old at this time. I knew absolutely nothing, right?
Right.
I came out. I had my hands up. This kid just fucking, like Little Mac from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, jumped up and fucking wailed me in the jaw, dude. Holy he didn't knock shit. Me out. I took a knee, though. I took a knee.
Yeah.
And it felt like I got hit by a baseball
bat. Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
He took a knee.
I did, dude. And then at that moment, because I always wanted the box, and that hit stopped me from ever pursuing it anything more than like in a gym, fucking around a little bit.
Being punched by someone who knows how to throw a punch.
You're a real dude to admit that, because most people, you know, they like
fuck
the sensationalized.
That, dude.
Oh, no I took three or
then
four
that kid
shots.
Went home and took pictures in women's underwear.
I remember right. I was boxing, and I got hit by this dude who was older guy, but like he had boxed his whole life, but he wasn't. But he still knew how to throw a punch, and it hit right in the sternum, and I had to put fucking frozen peas on my chest for fucking 2 weeks, dude. And it hurt so
like boxers
bad,
will hit you in your sternum. Like that's a like in my mind I was like, oh, you hit to the face, you hit to the ribs.
We were fucking body sparring, so I had my hands over my tummy and I'm just getting punched in my fucking heart over and over again.
You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, dude, I'm blocking my body. He's like, no, he punched me in the fucking shoulder and the chest.
You didn't think to protect your heart.
I have a fucking hole in my chest, too. So it's like, you're like literally an inch away from my
heart.
Wait,
you have a soft spot in your chest like
no,
a baby?
I have that thing where I have like, I think Scott Chaplin has the same thing where we both have like adhesions in our chest.
Was it Mark with
like,
an X?
I have like a cerebral bowl in my chest, dude.
Yeah.
I have like cleavage.
Yeah, that's practically
my like
just push on, tinkle and kill him and turn his heart off.
So why would you think you could box?
Yeah, my breastbone is like inverted. What's up?
Why would you think you could box with that?
I mean, I did up until some old dude fucking hit me and I was like...
You don't realize what it is.
You know what's funny though is, dude, I wasn't like you. I didn't fucking take a knee because I was too proud. So I was like, I'm fine, I'm fine. And I could not, dude. I felt like I was breathing through a flat straw, dude. I went for like another minute and I was like, ah, cool. And then the next day I came in and I had fucking tape on me like fucking Hulk Hogan getting body slammed by King Kong Bundy. I had the tape over my chest.
It's like it's kind of like comedy, right? Because people that fight at a high level, they make it look easy. When you go to a comedy show, and if you here's why there's so many people in comedy too, right? Because you go to a comedy show, right, and you either see somebody killing and they make it look easy, or you see somebody bombing and you go, oh, I can do it better than that.
Right.
So it's designed to kind of fucking entice you in. If you're a funny person at all, like you go to a show, you're like, oh yeah, I could fucking do this. This is easy.
Everybody's made someone laugh. So
yeah.
Naturally.
Well, no, that's not true. Shannon is just an unfunny human being. But men have made somebody laugh. By the way, South Park. Shannon, you're very funny. I'm kidding. South Park, dude.
Shannon's hilarious.
Have you guys been watching South Park this season?
It's amazing.
It's incredible. I don't want to spend too much time talking about it, but dude, Cartman, anytime women are brought up and he talks about it with them being funny,
Dude, he takes attention.
Dude, it makes me laugh so fucking hard.
Oh, really?
Dude.
I'm gonna watch it now. Is it great?
Yeah, it's great. Watch the whole season. You haven't seen any of it?
No.
Just go binge. It is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's the thing they're doing now where the whole season is one through storyline.
It's one storyline. Okay, cool.
It's brilliant.
I can't believe they're still that good after 20 years.
Yeah, they've gotten better, actually. They dipped off for a little bit, but since they changed it now to this like story arc, I didn't like it at first. But it's fucking great, dude. Yeah. It's really good. You got a clip? Yeah, pull up a clip. Pull it up on the big screen.
Is like the season over now or is it still going?
No, it's still going.
Fellow students, as you know, an internet troll by the name of Skank Hunt 42 has been harassing women and girls by making degrading comments on our school message board. The girls are very upset, and many male students believe that it's just because girls don't have a sense of humor. I beg to disagree. Girls rule. Women are funny. Get over it. Just the other day in the hallway, I heard two male students saying how the new Ghostbusters sucked balls. I was shocked and appalled. It is time for us all to realize and accept that girls are cool and women are funny. Wendy, could you come up here, please? Come on up, Wendy. Wendy Tesberger, guys. Wendy, go ahead.
Great.
Be funny.
Wendy, go ahead. Be funny.
Say something funny, Wendy. We can't wait.
I'm not funny.
Hey, girls are funny, Wendy, okay? Get over it. Just do women's comedy stuff. You know, talk about how fat you are and how you want to have sex with guys and then say, my vagina, a lot.
I don't feel like being funny right now.
And that's just the kind of sexist bullcrap that's going to keep you in the kitchen. Sit your ass down. This isn't a joke, you guys. Right, girls are funny.
It's fucking great, dude. It's great. I mean, do they smash Schumer on, like, the whole season?
Oh, do they?
Like, by name? Like, they really fucking... It's great. It's fucking phenomenal. hats off to them. All right, pull up Phil Hunt's horseshit again, please.
All right.
I gotta see. We gotta defend this.
Toddler fights.
Now we get to Michael Vick.
No, here we go. So what the fuck did Michael Vick go to jail for? If y'all can legally watch UFC and don't say two pits don't want to fight because if you leave them in a room together, they can't fuck. They will fight. Don't give me crap about consent either, because that dog ain't consent to live in your backyard. And that deer ain't consent to hunting. Why do you write in Ebonics, Phil? You can write. I know can write.
As someone who studied creative writing, it's fucking... I just want to take a fucking
black hieroglyphic.
I don't understand it. Here's the thing. I know you can fucking write a sentence. You are going out of your way to write that way. It's like if I was going to write in a southern accent, it would take me more time to fucking put the words out, like to write in the twang.
Unless you had a southern accent.
Does y'all have an apostrophe?
Then it's just simple.
Y-A-apostrophe. Why apostrophe?
There should be so much red ink on that thing, dude.
Oh,
it's
I love it.
I mean, there's no periods.
Fuck periods.
It's a guy... Look, Look, I get it. Like, if you speak... You know, like that. If you grew up in the hood, you speak that way. I understand speaking that way because that's the way.
I could write if I really wanted to.
I know.
That's
the point.
I just feel like it's Facebook, and it's just like, who gives a shit?
It drives me out of my mind. I got to be honest with you.
I hear you.
This is why Trump won. Anyway, Go back.
So let's deal with the dogs.
So Michael
man.
Vick, this is crazy, dude. Defend so this. I want you to start off here. I want you.
You want me to state my point.
You believe
do
this.
Do I believe
this? You believe this. You're not just trolling or fucking around here.
No, I'm not just trolling around here.
Shannon, I need another coffee,
like
baby.
If you're not a vegan, how do you claim moral high ground on being able to watch two people fight in a no holds barred fight, being put on the ground, kicked, and all that shit?
Okay.
But then you say, "Oh, dogs, that's so inhumane."
Okay. So,
so are you like,
and you
is,
can't give
is this
me
about
consent.
Boxing and UFC, or
this is about,
specifically about UFC? Because you also watch boxing, too.
Yeah, I can watch boxing.
Yeah, but you
and,
can't
and
fight
I admit, though. I admit that might be a little and bit of hypocrisy.
Dogs don't kick. Surely. Yeah.
They bite.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's almost it's almost two separate points. So to the vegan thing, the people aren't dying
so
in the cage.
But hold on,
people aren't dying. And you made this point in on Facebook, right? You were like, you're like, the point of the sport is to maim and hurt each other, right?
Yes.
Now I understand that. I understand that the point of it is to
that's
be
why
violent.
I can't watch.
We've associated kicking, punching, choking as this very violent act, right?
Right.
When you take away your association of punching as being this violent thing, and you realize it's sport, right?
Right.
The same way that two football players are slamming their bodies, into each other, 300 pounders at full speed,
right.
just disconnect from the idea that you always recognize punching as being a violent act where you see people angry. These guys aren't angry. They're going in and they're competing on a physical level, right? So when you consider that, the two guys playing football are doing a much more violent act. The end result of that, the byproduct of that, is these guys are having major spinal injuries. They're being paralyzed. They're killing each other. They're having major head trauma. Every year, there's dozens of people on high school, middle school, and college level that are dying and being paralyzed playing football. It is a substantially more dangerous sport. So it's only your perception of kicking and punching as
are
being this violent sport.
Sure.
Am I sure?
More dangerous.
100%.
Doubting you 100%.
No, look at the facts. What do you consider dangerous?
A lot of people die in training, you know, running and different asthma. Matters of the heart more so than colliding and somebody dying. They've also got padding. And then, like I said.
Yeah, they have to have padding because the force that these guys have
definitely.
That they run at each other.
Definitely.
I mean, they've done studies on this. It's the equivalent of being hit by a car.
But we're not watching to see.
But what does
the
it matter? We're not children. You're watching dudes
points.
Fucking. But it's
and there's a ball.
Hold on. The point of the game
in
MMA.
There's a ball in UFC.
That's the faggot shit that I hate about sports. The fact that we're watching men play with balls.
Yeah.
I'm watching men play a game.
Yeah,
I'm an adult.
I should have said
why am I watching
that.
Men play a game? That's
so you feel like get
I don't
to
watch
the,
sports.
Get to the point.
I don't watch any
no sports.
Exact no sports.
You're like get to the fucking
get
point.
Get to the fucking
you
point.
You want to fight that guy?
That's Rogan has the best quote on this of all.
Okay,
that's exactly it. Guys that are playing basketball doing all that
get
shit.
Get to the point.
They want to punch each other in the fucking face. Those guys
sometimes they do.
I know, but because they explode, they explode and they can't contain it anymore, right?
And hockey's big buff dudes on skates, and they can't wait. Do the referee lets them fight.
Yeah, they clear shit out.
Yeah, they like back up and they let them go
at
it,
dude. If hockey was a bunch of black guys, that should be illegal.
Hockey players attacking fans? Amazing.
Oh, hockey players attacking fans? That's
amazing.
Great.
Yeah, they have no
they're animals.
Filter. Yeah.
They're fucking animals.
Because they know they're on skates and it's kind of queer.
Thanks, Shannon.
So all three of you guys completely against
dogs. I think
dogs
your point,
fighting.
I don't think dogs have the mental capacity to understand competition. Every time a dog fights, they're fighting for their life.
I don't think you can necessarily judge that. They don't. They can't understand consent to
be
in your backyard.
Well, you read the book Fighter's Heart, right? Maybe it's a mind. It's the first one
passages,
that came out.
Yeah.
Okay,
they don't sign up to be pets.
Shannon, look it up, by the way. It's Russell something, a fighter's heart and a fighter's mind. Look up whichever one came out first, because I read the first one, and I want if you're a fan of fighting or if you like this conversation.
Fighter's Heart, I think, is the first one.
This is a great book for it. Okay, did you read the book, Tink?
I read passages. I think you actually let me borrow it.
Every chapter, basically, they explore different like type of fighting. So they go with Andre Ward, and they just talk to him, and they interview him, and they break down boxing. Right? They go to I forget which MMA fighter. I think it was Matt Hughes' camp at the time. They break it down. They go to I believe it's Mexico or somewhere in South America, and they go to a dogfighting ring, and they speak to. These guys who run a dogfighting ring, and they really break it down and they humanize it in a way, right? They break down, they kind of make the point that you made, which is if you put these two dogs in a room, they would fight each other to the death. It's in their instinct. We breed that out of them. We breed it out of the wolves, right? Now, here's the thing. When they do it that way and you realize that it's part of this very, very poor culture, this very poor society, I understand it. The same way I understand why they eat dogs in those Chinese dog-eating festivals. When you hear them talk about it, you go like, all right, you know what? They make a point.
Oh, can I just say one thing real quick? My friend told me to fuck it. So my buddy's nuts, and he goes to North Korea like once a year on tours. He's like obsessed with it.
Yeah, he's nuts.
So he's in North Korea. He's on a tour. And he's with this vegan chick, like the tattooed college vegan chick.
Right.
And they get to somebody's house, and there's all these puppies. And all the girls in the tour start playing with the puppies. And my friend turns to the tour guide and goes, no adult dogs, huh? And they're like, yeah, the mom dog's in the back. He goes, no male adult dogs, huh? And he goes, yeah. He goes, how long they wait? He goes, about 6 months. He goes, how'd they do it? Noose. He goes, you want to try some tomorrow? He goes, yes, I do. Don't tell the girls. And he's sitting at dinner the next day with all the girls that just played with the puppies.
Yeah,
and he ordered dog stew.
Ah.
So he ate it?
Yeah, he sat there.
I would try it, I think.
I wonder. What did he say? How did he say
it? He said
it
was pretty good.
Yeah. But if you talk to the people in China, Vice documentary on that. Culture. She was like, beef, they're more inhumane to the way that they kill the cows. Yeah. Like, it's got a lot of protein in it. It's a little bit cheaper than beef. We got to disconnect from being a puppy. Let me just make this point out, because I don't want to get ADD'd and forget what I was making the point. But when you're talking about going to Mexico and watching a dog fight in this poor culture where it's like this, like almost like a sport. They all come out and they watch it.
It is
still inhumane, and it is still fucked up to the dogs because these dogs are tearing each other's faces off. You understand? It's a very, very violent thing. I don't know if you've ever seen a dog fight.
But that's what I'm saying. But
here's the point, right? Michael Vick is not a part of that culture. Michael Vick is a multimillionaire NFL star. Michael Vick is a fucking animal.
It's poor garbage.
This poor garbage who does it in the South.
It's poor people that are fucking trying to make money gambling off of it.
This isn't a third world country.
This was a rich dude who pulled like a Dana White and just set up his own dog federation.
Yeah, they were electrocuting dogs. They were drowning them.
All right.
That's crazy.
No. You can't compare what Michael Vick did to people
getting into a cage and two adults going, hey, I want to compete at the highest level of mixed martial arts.
Dogs don't consent to be in your backyard. There are dogs that are mistreated.
But that's not inhumane.
That aren't dogs.
Hold on. Here's the thing. Dogs actually. The truth is, dogs have been bred for years and years and years to be service dogs. So dogs, they literally, when they talk about being man's best friend, dogs want the companionship, okay? They're bred this way. They're not wolves. If we let dogs go, they wouldn't go off and survive. They'd get hit by cars. They would try to become friends with somebody. They would look for somebody to feed them. That's the way dogs are now. For years, and there's a great documentary on dogs where they talk about how dog breeding works and about how their genes are extremely malleable, okay? And dogs for years, if a dog has puppies, right? Let's say you're a black guy that wears a red sweater,
right?
And you beat the shit out of this dog every single day, and that dog has puppies, that dog has it embedded in his DNA that a black guy in a red sweater might fuck you up.
Right.
Okay? It's like that. So this is why when they talk about pit bull like regulations, I kind of understand it because you're gonna understand you don't know what happened to that dog's parent. You don't know what happened to that dog with the owner before it, and these dogs can fucking kill a child.
But
like
in all fairness, it was probably a black guy in a red sweater.
Look, I came up with the example specifically for that reason.
I was thinking Freddy Krueger. We talking Cosby sweaters? What are we talking?
But you can't compare dog fighting to people
like
getting into a cage.
People are supposed to be more sophisticated. So to me, it would make more sense. And again, I'm not advocating for dog fighting.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't watch that shit,
right.
But I also wouldn't watch two fucking people.
I'd watch cockfighting.
I would definitely watch cockfighting.
I would watch cockfighting.
Like cock.
Two gay dudes just rubbing their dicks against each other.
Yeah, she like
just fucking calm real quick.
Yeah, they got to come up with a better name for it than that.
Nuzzling. Yeah, that's a good sport.
So how do we feel about cockfighting? Is that a thing? Is it banned or is it?
Here's
just
the human experience, right? I don't give a fuck as much about chickens as much as I care about dogs. I don't care as much about dogs as I care about kids.
I don't feel like you can draw more. You either have more.
You can. Why not?
I'm an all or nothing kind of person.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous. I can kill a cockroach and understand that that's not the same as a kitten that I'm holding my hand and snap the kitten's neck. Yeah. It's not the same thing. You know, I
don't want to watch cockroach racing. I'd rather watch fucking Usain Bolt fucking. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I don't like
easy.
I'd watch anything once just to see.
I knew you're gonna. No, I'm saying I'd rather watch a fucking talent. Like, I wouldn't want to watch chicken fighting because it's not like. There's no skill. They're fucking chickens, and they just tape razor blades to their beaks, and they fucking hit each other in the neck.
Is that how they do it? I thought they actually use razor blades.
I think that's one way. Yes. They also put shit on the claws.
Yeah, they put shit on the claws too.
Oh, put a fucking video on.
And they don't feed
right
for
now.
No,
don't do that, dude. Shut up, Tinkle. Don't do that, dude. Look away. I don't give a fuck.
The FBI.
I will look away.
Oh, this.
By the way, I got a couple.
No. You could watch. You could watch anything as long as it's in the form of a Vice documentary. I learned that recently. You want to watch kids fucking? Look it up on Vice.
It was a Vice documentary,
man.
You want to watch
that? Protection?
Don't do it.
No. Don't actually look that up, Shannon. I don't know if there's actually a Vice documentary. We might.
Oh no!
There
I don't
is
mean,
a Vice documentary on kids fucking.
Oh no! See, I'm leaving the room when that
cockfighting.
Yeah.
Child cockfighting.
Yeah, I was going to ask all you guys to leave the room when she played it.
Yeah.
Let me see this.
Uh-oh.
Tinkle, they're fucking chickens. Who cares?
He cringed at chickens. Nah, dude, but he watches humans.
I don't like that.
Yeah, but no, look. These are actually killing each other. Humans are
but is that not in their nature? And wouldn't that happen in the wild with you watching or not?
Look at this. Oh, he killed him. He puts his foot on him like he fucking dominated him.
Oh, he Captain Morgan'd him after?
somebody taught him that. He Captain Morgan'd
him. He just teabags him like fucking Halo.
He drew a dick on his face.
he took a picture and posted it on Instagram.
That's fucking... Yeah, look, I don't know, man. Also, you know...
It's not let me see. There's no skill. You know what I mean?
They didn't fight. They just keep showing one dead. I think the one
Oh,
he's
dead, trying to fuck him up.
Or is he trying to make him mad?
There's no, I mean, dude, if you watch that fight from the other night, the one of the biggest pops of the entire night was when fucking Steven Wonderboy Thompson was getting whooped and he got out of a fucking chokehold because people like that, like, fucking competition. Like, he was losing and he came back.
It's, look, here's the thing, right? MMA is, it's what boxing was in the 80s, right? It's what boxing was in the 90s. It is what it is, right? So I feel like you can, as a person who's going like, oh, this is like this fucking violent sport, you know, I feel like if you have, you're talking about being all or nothing. Have to feel that way about boxing too.
Well, I admit it, I'm a bit of a hypocrite, and I think most of it comes from just the fact that my brain
you've been desensitized
hasn't
to
been
it.
Trained, exactly.
But watch. Let me explain to you something. Watch 10 MMA fights. I promise you, I challenge anybody in the fucking world, if you're a sports fan, anybody in the world, watch 10 UFC events. 10. You're a fucking fan. Period. Yeah. Nate Bargatze hit me up the other day. He's like, hey, man, you see the Conor fight? I was like, oh, I was there, dude. He's like, what? He's like, that's crazy. He's like, Conor's my favorite athlete. He was like, it's just like Conor then Jordan. Nate.
You converted him?
Nate didn't watch it. He thought it was crazy when I started watching it. Dude, he's a fucking redneck. He was like, I've ordered the last 10 pay-per-views in a row. I mean, people watch.
God, it must be nice to be rich like fucking Nate.
Watch 10 fucking, and nobody knows who he is. His development deal after development deal after development deal. I challenge anybody in the world, okay?
Watch
if 10. You,
I'm going to try.
And also, I
feel you will love it. Here's what I'll do, not even 10 full events. I'll send you 10 fights.
10 clips.
I'll just send you 10 fucking fights. Right. Spend a couple weeks watching those fights. I promise you, you will come back to me. You're going to be like, yeah, you know what? This is the fucking greatest sport
shit
in the world.
And honestly, you know what's crazy is, dude, like after, you know, I mean, because I'm a huge fan of, like, boxing. Also, I'm so stoked for the fight this weekend with Andre Ward and Sergey, dude. I mean, I'm a huge boxing fan.
So you just like fighting as long as it's not animals.
Yeah, but, dude, honestly, like, it was funny because I've been watching MMA for so long, and I probably watch it 80% more than boxing.
Boxing's,
I went and saw live boxing, and it's fucking so violent, dude.
Your boxing is
crazy. It's all headshot. It's all punching to the face over and over again.
These guys.
But once you go down.
Dude, I was sitting like second.
No, but that's the point, though, right? In MMA, once you go down, the referee calls it. That's it. You get fucking knocked out.
If you're in trouble, it's done.
There's no standing eight count. Nobody counts to 10 to help you get back up. You were just concussed, right?
Right.
So hold on, guys. Let me give this guy 10 seconds to get back up.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Dude,
well,
you
crazy.
Can lay there, too. Dude,
those guys, they're fighters, dude. These guys aren't laying there. They're trying to get up, right? So those guys.
50-year-old boxer trying to put a sentence together.
But am I wrong? UFC, if you go to the ground, you can get pounded.
Yeah, but
then the ref stops it.
There's a rule in MMA, and this is the rule. If a fighter is not intelligently defending themselves, the fight is called by the referee.
Okay.
And what that means is,
you can't defend yourself.
If you got punched in the face and you go down, right, and your hands are at your side,
and you're like,
and you're not in a defensive position,
okay,
the fight's called. The ref jumps in right there. It's over. So what happens is in boxing, guys get knocked down. They get up, knocked down. They're being punched in the head hundreds of times in a fight. Literally hundreds of times. In an MMA fight.
That's actually the reason why boxing is awesome is because, like, fucking Mickey Ward versus or Toro Gotti is one of the most violent. It's my favorite sporting event of all time.
It's the blood first sport.
One. But dude, it would have never happened in like MMA because it was so over the top. After the third round, they would have stopped the fight because they both couldn't fucking stand anymore.
So you guys think UFC watching, safer? 100% safe. Yeah,
100% safer. Safer than football.
It's all headshots.
Somebody going to ground. Like, that guy get up.
Yeah, but you're not. You don't understand what the. The technical side of the ground is. And once you're educated a little bit, and this is what's happening. We're just watching America be educated right now.
Yeah. If you're on the ground for like 3 minutes, you're not getting punched in the face over and over again. I mean, you may be taking like a couple elbows every 10 seconds, but like, if someone's trying to work a fucking arm hold, that's like a minute where you're not getting punched in the face.
Yeah,
boxing
guys are being punched
headshots.
One-tenth of the amount of times in an MMA fight
you guys
that they are.
Right, but see, to me, that's why it's almost no art to it. And I know you guys are going to kill me because it's a lot of technical aspects.
Because mixed martial arts is in the name.
It's a lot of technical aspects.
The word art
to
is in the name of the sport.
Right, but
you know.
Just, to me, I think it's just the visual of seeing a guy on the ground and some guy get on top and just fucking wailing on him. And I'm just like, what is this? Yeah. What am I watching?
Yeah. I mean, you're...
And I know that's the part probably you guys love.
Yeah, look, I love it all. I love everything that happens in the sport.
Unless it's a dog.
We're not... No, because that's not a sport. Those are dogs. Those are animals. We're watching animals kill each other.
No, you're
that's
right.
That's not a sport, right?
I mean,
that's not,
I mean,
that's
I don't
not competition.
Like when a dude's on another dude pounding... I mean, there's a famous fight with Luke Rockhold versus Chris Weidman where the referee let it go on for way too long and he's on top of him. Right. I was there live and I was like, dude, stop the fuck. I was like yelling, like if I had a towel, I would have thrown it.
All right.
Dude, I was like, Adrian, I'm not fucking this dude. And I'm just like, dude, stop the fight. Like, enough, dude.
Somebody.
What's the black guy Duke in Rocky's Corner when what's his name? Apollo Creed's getting killed.
Stop the fight!
Throw the damn towel. And he did not throw the towel.
No.
His friend died, and then he was driving around listening to
so
No Easy Way
Out.
Yeah.
Shit is literally like kickboxing.
There's
you guys
no easy
remember
way
kickboxing
out.
When we were growing up?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a fucking
great movie.
New one out.
Literally fucking kickboxer. People are watching.
Yeah.
I guess to
it's
me great.
It's the best in the fuck. I'm gonna send you 10 clips, and I promise you, Phil, you're gonna come back. Phil's gonna fucking post a retraction on Facebook and say, hey, you know what? I fucking started watching this. It's the dopest sport in the world.
If I can stomach it.
All right. We'll say.
I'm going to stick you Kimbo Slice and
Phil, where'd you grow
Abbott.
Up? Phil, where'd you grow up?
Grew up between Indianapolis and Georgia.
In the hood?
A little bit of both. A little bit of everything. Definitely not upper class.
Okay. I mean, the shit you probably saw.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
but
too
I didn't
want
to see it. Yeah. That shit wasn't on cable streamed.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking, it's pretty crazy. Shannon, do me a favor, pull up number 8, because I want to do a new segment. Shannon, I want you to make an intro package for this segment. It's called Does It Live? And I found a video of a Jack Russell Terrier fighting a pack of lions. So we're
dude, you should call this segment Fuck Terrier. Tinkle. Fuck Tinkle and his sadness.
We're talking about fighting animals right now. Yeah. I don't want to watch this, but for the sake of the show.
But if they had tap-out shorts on, you're for it.
Yes.
Dude, fuck it. They've been training.
So here it is, Shannon.
I'm going to go on a limb and say, since you own a Jack Russell Terrier, I think he probably lives.
Let's see. Pull up and make it full screen, Shannon.
You're a fucking asshole.
Tinkle, just watch. Don't be a child.
I'm not watching it.
It's a Jack Russell Terrier fighting a few lions.
I love that he's so squeamish about animals.
He loves animals.
This is in the
he
wild.
He won't watch human death. He won't watch animals
crazy.
Fighting.
No, I won't watch any of those fucking terrorist head chop.
I was almost going to be an anaconda.
Yeah,
no, motherfucker. I'm getting that kind of dog that like I put on Facebook. It's not that one, but I'm getting one that's a little
what
darker.
Type of dog?
It looks like a fucking Ewok, dude. It's a half Shih Tzu and half Yorkie. They're fucking adorable. They fit in your backpack.
I don't think that they beat lions.
It's called a faggot friend?
Dude, you sent me... Yeah, dude, he's my little buddy fucking Adolfo the Queer. You put a link about a fucking puppies dying, dude, on that thing, and I was like, what is wrong?
So
you're such a dick, you don't even fucking remember. You're just... Your natural instinct is just to be an asshole.
Yeah.
And I immediately took it off, because it was like...
You erased it?
Yes, because it's like a little... Dude, my mom is on there, like, oh, I can't wait to see your new puppy.
Your mom fucking knows puppies die.
Yeah, but we don't need to see it. Yeah, I know a lot of shit happens. I don't watch it. I don't.
That was
seek
the Chinese
out.
Dog eating festival, by the way, that I posted.
I'm sure it was. You fucking
Chinese
dick.
Chinese dog eating. Festival.
Yeah, we will be talking about that tonight on Legion of Skanks. I'm very into this right now. I want to try dog meat. I think we're going to try it on Legion of Skanks.
The reason why people don't eat it probably doesn't taste good, dude.
I'm sure it does.
Wear your Michael Vick jersey when you do it.
I'm not going to electrocute the dogs and have them tear each other's face off. But that is
really funny,
and we should do that. And Jay owns a Michael Vick jersey.
All over Michael Vick.
He really does. Jay's piece of fucking Philly trash. He owns a Michael Vick jersey.
Oh, and he bought it after the dog?
Yeah, he didn't give a fuck.
Oh, dude, man, he did that Michael. Wild. No, he did a great bit on Fallon about it.
He had in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Okay. He wasn't supposed to do that bit. Jay does a bit where he talks about you know, Michael Vick's horrible until he joined the Eagles. And he was like, he's rooting for him. And let me tell you something. He was like, if he brings the Eagles to the Super Bowl, he was like, they could throw Michael Vick a dog in the end zone. Every time he makes a touchdown, he could tear it in half and rain its blood like a werewolf. But they wouldn't let him do that. Sanders in practices. So he was supposed to say a stuffed animal, like a Scooby-Doo stuffed animal. But he just went into autopilot and did the bit the way he did it, which is so much funnier.
Awesome.
And he hasn't been invited back. So
you got tons of fucking hate mail too, right?
A ton of hate mail over it.
I signed that petition to have him banned.
Oh yeah, me too. Of course, we shared it.
I'm loving Big J for that.
Oh, he's great. So all right, play this fight. This is the Jack Russell Terrier versus three mountain lions, not mountain lions, lions. Look.
The audio is always worse.
Tinkle, relax. So the Jack Russell Terrier is trying to eat the lion's meat, and these three lions do not.
He's brave. The Jack Russell Terrier is fucking a lion's meat.
Yeah, I think these are fucking kittens or something. I think these are baby lions.
Brave, yo.
Look at this fucking Jack Russell Terrier, dude. He's just fucking.
If it was a real lion, the fight would be over.
He's holding it down.
Yeah.
It's like if a toddler went in a prisoner's cell and just took his lunch.
Yeah. No, that was it. Look, the fucking Jack Russell Terrier lived, Tinkle. He lived.
Good.
Asshole.
You gotta trick him. Listen, and tell him it's a man tearing another man's nose off.
My girlfriend and I watched fucking Planet Earth, which the brand new season, which doesn't come out in America for 2 months, but it's now, if you download it illegally, you can get it. There's the famous one with
the BET
snakes.
Version is called Planet Earth.
Oh, word.
Yeah,
it's with an F?
Yeah, yeah.
Some nature shit.
There's a clip that went viral with like the snakes versus the lizard. Have you seen that one?
No.
Where, like, it's these fucking racer snakes, and they just come out, like, there's a lizard running in the desert, and the fucking snakes just come out of nowhere, and they, like, wrap them up. And I was sitting there with my girlfriend, and I was like, dude, I put my hoodie over my head, and I was like, I can't. And she's like,
what's wrong with you?
Come on.
These are serpents. Who gives a shit?
See, at least he can
watch. I can
watch
fish
animals.
Fight. There was a.
No, dude.
I can watch.
Dude, he got away, dude. The fucking lizard got away, and I've never been so happy in my life. I was cheering.
No, look.
See,
dude.
That's what I'm arguing. It's not morality. That you draw your own lines. That's why I don't fucking judge people.
Of course we draw our own lines. But I think your line is a crazy...
Yeah, eat meat.
Well, my line is just questioning your morality. I don't watch any of them. I'm not going to watch dogs.
So these are the snakes fighting the... I don't mind this at all.
That's actually
not the one. But the snakes versus the...
It's fine.
Prairie dogs is awesome. Have you seen that one?
No, I was gonna make for does it live. I was gonna do snake versus or a dog versus anaconda, and the video is just an anaconda swallowing a dog whole. I figured that was gonna be a little bit too hard for Tinkle to stomach.
Gag reflex on
the
snakes.
First version.
Actually, Shannon, if you want to show it's the BBC Planet Earth 2. And then it was all over the internet. It was like a viral video.
Hey, I'm not watching no BBC, dog.
Why not? Big Black Cock?
You haven't seen them before? Fucking,
this is my shit, dude.
Planet Earth? You haven't seen that? It's awesome, dude.
Yeah, Big Black Cock on Planet Earth? It's dope. Planet Earth on Big Black Cock. So look, let's move on a little bit here.
Can I do my the thing I wanted to...
What was your thing, though?
Phil, I'm very happy we have a black guest because I have a question.
This has nothing to do with him being here. You had this idea before.
I was going to talk about this anyway. So I want to know if I'm racist. An incident?
If you gotta ask,
yes,
yeah, no, right. By the way, yes, I understand. I was
Pabst Blue Ribbon hat though. That kind of gave
understand.
It away.
I understand, and I'm not saying that I'm not in this story that I'm not rude, but I just want to know if what I did was racist. I'm genuinely asking.
All right,
I'm leaving work Saturday night.
I tell this black guy to bite the curb.
Fucked. American History X.
I needed my red laces, bro. So I'm leaving work.
Okay.
Saturday night. Black guy comes out to me. I have my headphones in.
He called the cops.
Black guy comes up to me and asks me to take my headphones out.
Okay.
And he starts giving me, like, a speech.
Oh, shit.
And
I'm mad at him.
And it's, hey, man, I'm so sorry to stop you like this. It's just, you know, I'm having a real tough time.
Can I say this, though? In this moment, you've now been afforded... 2 or 3 clicks in terms of how you can react socially, like into the other side. Like if somebody just, you know, comes up to you and says, oh, hey, what's up?
Right.
That's one thing. But now that they've had you take your headphones out, they're interrupting your life. Now you can act two or three clicks worse than you should normally be allowed to act in everyday society.
God, I wish I could just every time I fight with my girlfriend, I wish I could just call you and put you on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Because my girlfriend says I'm very rude. Okay, anyway, so I think and then this is the last I'm very sorry. He's like three or four sentences in.
Right.
The last sentence I give him is he goes, "I'm very humbly asking you." And then that's my like, "All right, I'm out." Okay. I went, "Sorry, man, I can't help you."
That's the story?
No.
That's not racist. You can get up.
I go, "Sorry, man, I can't help you."
You called him a man?
That's your white guy.
"Sorry, 3 foot of a man, I can't help you."
This is where it turns.
Right.
He goes, "Motherfucker." Completely.
See,
he goes, "What, you think I'm going to ask you for money because I'm black? I need directions, you racist. You racist piece of shit. I need directions."
He didn't need directions.
"I'm from Connecticut."
He's not from Connecticut.
He's screaming.
How was he dressed?
Very well. Nice. Nice winter clothes.
Right, you know what? Maybe he was asking for directions.
Damn. I think he might have been.
I don't know, dude. Oh, who says that, though? "I'm very humbly asking, where is the Chuck E. Cheese?" No one fucking says, "I'm very humbly."
Humbly asking where the nearest Red Lobster is.
It felt like a setup. It's like when a girl turns you down and she's like, "I'm married" or something. And you're like, "Bitch, I was going to ask you.
Get over yourself, you cunt." Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's that thing.
I'm screaming
that I'm racist and then trying to call people over.
What?
Saying, "Look at the race. This guy is racist."
I was just humbly trying to ask him where the nearest check cashing place was.
See, that might be the reverse effect of Trump.
But was I?
Everybody's on fucking edge.
That's a great point.
And not only that, but people are out to exploit it. Everybody, look at this guy.
Yeah.
And what did you do? Keep fucking walking, right?
I went, "Then why didn't you ask me for fucking directions?
You dumb nigger."
Yeah, why'd you? Yeah, see, you didn't have to say the N-word, man. And definitely don't put the three fucking R's on the end.
The hard R's.
Side roll it like I'm Spanish.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
It's the R's that make us want to fight.
It's like some Telemundo shit. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not racist if you roll R's. That's true.
You don't have sleeves on your shirt right now, so that's
I understand.
Racism will make you
cut
tear
off
your
flannel,
sleeves.
Dude.
Oh, that is
very NASCAR.
Funny.
So if you were dressed like this, I probably would have been in the crowd like, "Yeah, that dude's probably
he probably says some racist shit." If you look,
you're like a ginger dude, so you can say, you know, you get people racist to you because you're a ginger.
We all judge people by appearance.
So hold on,
the lowest of like all the white people, you're the lowest.
So you want to know what you did? Was that racist?
Yes. Was I racist for assuming the guy wanted money?
Are we assuming the reality is that he was asking for directions? Let's just take
I'm going to assume he was asking for money and then
not with that long of a setup.
So here's the thing, we don't have enough information.
You were right. I would have done that too. Fuck you, man.
Here's what would happen. If we were in a court of law right now, this would be a fucking... We would go, "We don't have the information. We could not convict you of being racist because we don't have... Based off of the evidence that we have... Okay, I'm saying maybe we could convince him to be
racist. I feel like
racist.
He tried to exploit your wife.
If it's like five fucking sentences to get to, I need directions. How many times have you seen somebody and I look awkward and I go, "Hey, do you know where this is at?"
Yeah,
that's it, dude.
I will say this. Lost. If he was asking for directions, I would understand why you look racist to him and the group of minorities that surrounded you.
Nah, it was too much.
But I don't think you were being racist.
He picked him perfectly because he was like, "This motherfucker's got white guilt.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get some money."
You think
out
so?
Of him.
I wouldn't think that.
That's
the other problem is I would never ask
Zach
you for money.
That's part of my black privilege, though. I always get to just be like, "Fuck you," and I never have to worry about somebody being like, "Racist." Like,
yeah. No, I love that. That's what I love being a minority.
Oh yeah.
Is like I get to like I feel so bad for white people because white people, you guys are just
they
fucking
can't say nothing.
You just gotta
Jesus
just take it,
Christ.
Dude.
Yeah, this dude was full of shit, dude. I mean, he didn't have a phone either. Like, what's the... I mean, that's you know.
That's true.
You don't go on, like,
that's true. Maybe you don't
Google
spend
Maps
as much money
like,
on your fucking Timberlands.
Yeah, I feel like humbly ask you Google Maps.
Especially in New York. Like, I feel like you know there's universal, like, "I'm lost. Please help me" face. Body language, right?
Oh, just,
"Hey,
I'm lost."
Beggar's body language,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's his face right here.
The fact that he made you take your headphones out, he could have picked someone with no headphones.
The headphone thing kills me, dude.
That would make me. That's literally where I would take my headphone out and go, "Buddy, fucking beat it."
Yeah, it would give him a lot more time than I give him one sentence, and I'm like, "Dude, unless it's like my fucking back is on fire, I don't want to hear it, dude. I'm in my own world right now. Listen to Kenny Loggins."
Yeah.
Shh.
Plus, if I want directions, I'm picking the least racist looking person. I would definitely not ask
not
you
to do with a cutoff plan.
Where? Back to Africa?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not
here's what you do.
I'm
you
not
go,
asking you.
You see that right there? That's, go down the A train, go down the stairs, go on the track, put your head on the third rail, and peace.
You. Put your teeth on the
Find
curb.
The Atlas.
So, all right.
That's
well,
great.
Look, this has been a fucking good show so far. We got 10 more minutes. That's not racist, Zach.
Well, that story's not racist. Yeah, I don't know, about, I don't know about all the other stories.
Yeah. I mean, you're racist, but that wasn't a racist thing. All right, let's get some questions going.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
All right, you know what's up. Real Ass Podcast, Real Ass Question segment. Go to my Facebook, facebook.com/LewisJGomezComedy, and I will post the morning of the show a little post where you guys post your questions underneath it, and we try to get to as many as possible. So make sure you guys take part in that. Reed Singer wants to know, what's the difference between male comics and female comics, and why are most female comics really bad? What do you think makes men generally funnier than women, and why is it that a lot of them are coddled made to feel they're just as good as comedians when they do a lot of hack/generic jokes? Obviously not all women. There are some hilarious female comedians. Reed Singer, look, that's an unpopular thing to say, but I don't think he's completely far off. I mean, what do you want to say here? Lewis, why do no? Let me make this point.
I'm just saying that your fucking blowjobs are gonna fucking.
No, I think my girlfriend's a funny comedian. So
do
that's
you?
Yeah, I do. Right. So, and I think there's a lot of female comedians that are funny, right? But right. Let's take the gender out of it for a second, okay? I think it's the same reason why good-looking people in general aren't as funny as unattractive people.
They don't need it.
They don't need it. It's as simple as that. It's funny is a trait that we develop.
It's an evolutionary tactic to get attention and to get people to like you.
And pussy.
Defensive strategy.
It's very Freudian.
Definitely,
you know?
Defensive.
Oh. Yeah. Being funny is a trait. It's not something you learn. It's this thing. And typically women, just in general, they get the attention and they get the dick that they want.
Based on their looks.
You know, I'm not saying just dick, I'm saying the attention.
And I'm not saying it's right, but based on their looks.
Yeah, based off looks, of course.
And they rarely ever allow to just bully a girl.
Well, this is why you also see a lot of female comedians that are less attractive end up being funnier than the more attractive comedians. It's just a thing. Now, I'm not saying there's exceptions to the rule. I'm fucking gorgeous.
I think there are a lot of funny women, but 100%. The wrong ones get promoted and pushed. That's
I agree.
What I would say.
I agree. Well, it ends up being this balance of like, well, we need really good-looking women.
Right.
And
screw the balance. Let them just be just as ugly as men.
It's a piece of art, right? We want to. When we're looking at the TV, you're looking at a piece of art, and you want your eyes to enjoy taking in.
If you took the money out of it, then it would just be real.
Well, people aren't going to tune into it. Well, people aren't going
to
tune into it.
Dude, musicians used to be ugly.
Yeah, 100%. That's so funny now. I watched, there was a woman on the train yesterday. The voice of a fucking angel. It looked like she had shit in between her teeth. And I was like, there's no chance. And she was a pretty chick, too. She was a pretty chick. There's no chance. You got to get your fucking teeth fixed,
lady.
They'll
get her teeth fixed.
Do you know how much better she has to be at singing on a subway? Than the neck chick who doesn't have shitty buttery teeth.
Definitely.
She needs to fucking fix that.
Buttery teeth is such a fucking loaded, awful thing.
Oh, but we pictured it. Do you guys know Biggie's song, More Money, More Problems, right?
Yeah.
We all know the song. Kelly Price wasn't allowed in the video. She's fucking 300 pounds.
Yeah.
They didn't allow her in the video.
I believe it.
They showed her on a TV. And just her face. Singing.
Yeah, just a close up right there.
Yeah,
you're like,
there.
She looks kind of pretty.
I was just like, God damn, that's rude.
She has beautiful eyes.
Yeah.
Who's Kelly Price?
She's a singer.
Okay.
Victor Cuevas wants to know, when's the last time you had a good cry? Let's make it nice and gay. Come on, Phil. Open up. Open up, baby.
Who had a good cry? Me?
When's the last time you had a good cry, Phil?
Oh,
the fans want to know. Come on, Phil. You know you had a good cry recently. What about after everyone beat the shit out of you on Facebook? Just smashing you all day yesterday.
I'm getting crushed on Facebook.
Did you get smashed on Facebook because of that?
I
were killing me.
Oh, you shared it.
I shared it. I was like, guys, is this the most ignorant thing you've ever heard?
People were killing me.
Yeah, you got killed.
Fucking tell.
When's the last time you had a good cry, Phil?
Ah, fuck. This is too easy. My grandmother passed. A year ago.
Cage fight?
Not even a year ago. Nah, dog fight.
She was just there watching.
Fucking dog tore up. Dog said it just wanted directions too. Yeah.
You're not in a relationship?
Nah.
Yeah, that's why. You're
I
in a
try
relationship.
To avoid those, man. Jesus You're gonna cry. Christ.
I cried in front of my girlfriend once, and she makes fun of me to this day for it. So that's it. She shut me down emotionally.
Once.
It wasn't even about her. It was just about, like, life.
Oh, they can be cold.
I just had a moment about, like, life. Just about, you know, just fucking.
He was looking at his calendar.
But it's like, you know, she was like, you're a fucking faggot. Like, don't ever cry in front of me again. And I was like, okay. And now it's like, I'm just.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's it. I'm done.
Are we dating the same person?
Yeah, maybe. Why did your chick give you shit for crying in front of you?
No,
like,
but
be a fucking man.
I mean, I don't want to be like
traps,
a bummer, but
pussy.
Like after my friend, you know, OD'd and died, like 4 days later, I was just like sitting there. Then all of a sudden, it just kind of hit me again, and I was just kind of crying, and like she like didn't. It's like I had like 2 days to do it. Fucking get it out. You're done. And it was just like, why are you crying? And
oh,
I just like.
Man.
Come on, that's worse than
I'm like,
a woman
because Facebook
that.
Keeps fucking telling me I have memories with my friend and they don't read the obituary. That's why they need to fucking.
Oh, that on this day shit is a motherfucker.
They need to learn how to. Yeah, dude. Facebook needs to, like, know obituaries because they have horrible timing, dude.
That's funny.
Horrible. Ugh. Yeah, Zach, that was time, and then I cried when I saw Warrior again last week.
You're just fucking gay.
Warrior.
Same when my buddy died a few months ago.
Yeah.
And then, but I'm the same. Fucking, there's certain things, no matter how many times I watch them, I'm going to cry. End of Monster Squad, last episode of Roseanne.
Holy shit.
Just there's certain things I can't
and
not cry
guys
when I watch
asking
them.
You for directions.
Kristen Kennedy wants to know, I have no experience in production and I've never worked in the entertainment business, but if I bake cupcakes.
You are qualified to be.
If I bake cupcakes every week, can I have Shannon's job?
Whoa.
Shannon, how do you feel about that?
Is that someone taking a
Can
Mexican
we see
job?
What this girl looks like, please?
She's hot. She's a hot chick.
I don't know if we want to put it on the camera, but
no, don't put it on the camera. I'll show you though. Like. She's a smoke show. Look at this bro. She's a mom too. Moms turn me on now. I don't know what it is.
We're getting older, man. I like moms too.
Yeah, dude, tattooed moms really get me right now.
Yeah, she's a fucking smoke show.
Can we have
and Shannon's already admitted she's not attracted to me. So honestly,
yeah, Shannon's never going.
Besides
yeah,
the fact
never.
That
we're
she's
just in it for the cupcakes.
Shannon's never
one
gonna
out of seven times
room.
She makes us the fucking cupcakes she's supposed to make every week.
Can we have two producers, one on the east, do like 45 minutes?
That's actually a good idea. Well, we take a break in the middle and we change out producers.
So how are you at making coffee on demand?
Actually, you know what? Why don't we just have this girl shadow Shannon, and so Shannon's still here, and this girl just kind of hangs out.
Her training is just going to be us making them make out.
Yeah, she just wears skirts and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, keep dropping shit, picking up.
Let's see.
Thank you so much for bullying Maddie off this fucking thing.
Yeah, he was terrible. I love Maddie, but he was terrible.
Hey, fuck you guys. I got to work with him in, like, 5 hours.
Oh, that's right. He's still in your show.
Yeah, he's great.
Sorry, only guy who's never bullied someone off this podcast.
I know, right? That's...
Brian Murray wants to know, does it hurt that Zach was invited into the Opie Radio studios before you? Congrats, buddy.
Thank you.
No.
I don't think that stuff ever hurts.
No,
you're
it doesn't hurt.
Happy for
I'm
your friend.
Happy for my friend, but I've also been in the Opie studio.
A ton.
Yeah, I mean, I've done fucking Sam Show. I've done fucking Bennington. I've done, I did YKWD on Opie Radio with Bobby Kelly. I've been in the fucking studio.
Bad question.
Yeah. I still have my Sirius pass.
Teach live.
I can walk in that studio anytime I want to, bro. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be on air.
Can I borrow your Sirius pass?
So, no, obviously. And the truth is, people do this all the time. They go, like, oh, are you upset that Dave got onto Joe Rogan before you did? It's like, are you crazy? Like, I've been telling people Zach is fucking brilliant and hilarious for years now. I take pride in the fact when my friends that I have tried to help out, especially, get things. When Dave got on Rogan, I was ecstatic. I fucking teared up. Right. I was like, this is fucking amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't realize
then Karen called you a faggot.
Yeah, especially. Stop crying, faggot.
Like, we don't wear jerseys, but we are like teens.
Yeah, 100%.
In a sense.
Like, I think it also, when you get a certain amount of success.
No, we don't wear jerseys.
Yeah. Right. When you get a certain amount of success, I think it also becomes easier to swallow. I think when when you're a young buck and you just start doing comedy and your friends start getting
and
shit,
you've got nothing. It's very hard to not. Like, take that as a personal, Yeah, dude, it really is.
If you got a nickel and somebody's got a dime, you're like looking at them like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but no, I mean, once you get some shit.
If you got a quarter and then your buddy
But
gets,
it's even
like,
look, I started with Dan Soder. Dan has let me in this business five times over. Am I upset that Dan? No, I'm fucking ecstatic. He's my brother. You know what I'm saying? I want him to do shit. And Dan is doing, me and Dan wrote a script together. His success can only help out. This is what we do for each other. We pick each other up. I got into another Facebook argument this week with another comic. I'm not going to say his name. And he's a nice fucking guy. I've liked him for a long time. But the reason we got into an argument, it ended up becoming a ball busting session just kind of got out of hand.
All right.
But what he does is he tags like a thousand people in like posts to promote his shit.
Yeah,
I saw that. Don't even say who it is because I'm not trying to start shit.
Yeah.
But it's kind of annoying. But
you say he's just a friend.
Yeah. Right. So he's but he's fucking look, he's a cool dude at the end of the day. So I busted his balls.
He called it digital rape. I saw
and, yeah, I called it
and
Facebook rape.
I actually agree.
Yeah, I was like, stop Facebook raping me. I was like, I'm not giving you permission to post shit on my wall to promote your shit. I don't really care. I'm just kind of fucking, you know, busting balls about it. I don't even get into this. What did this come off of?
Being happy for each other, busting balls. Helping each other.
Yeah. But I'm the type of guy, if you hit me up, and I've had this guy on my show before multiple times, if you hit me up and be like, dude, I got an album, I want to promote it, I'll invite you on my podcast, I'll post it to Twitter and to fucking Facebook. I'm just that guy because everything that I've gotten in this industry has been because of people like Bob Kelly, Big J, Attell.
It's all from peers.
Kevin Rosen back in the day, got me my first Comedy Central thing on Comedy Central Digital.
Right.
Because somebody that is above you reaches down and pulls you up to the next level. And that's what we have to do for each other. I have that attitude always. So I would never be upset because my buddy Dave got onto Rogan or you got onto fucking Jim Norton and Sam Roberts show.
Right.
It's the exact opposite of that, especially with guys like you guys who I've made it a point to try to fucking be there for. Not, I mean, we're friends, so we would do that for each other anyway, but, you know, I take pride in the fact that everyone's recognizing how funny you are on these roasts. Everyone recognizes how funny you are on all these podcasts and radio shows. It's amazing. So, I was in the studio, really. It's not even Zach's accomplishment, is what I'm saying. If you really want to break it down, I'm winning.
I thought you did great on there, Lewis.
Thanks, man. I really did a good job. Tom Papa was on. Yeah, he's kind of busted balls.
That's cool.
I coughed on Tom Papa's neck, and he looked at me like I was the biggest piece of shit. I went to turn and cough, and I forgot he was next to me, and I coughed on him, and he just looked at me like the biggest douche.
That's hilarious.
I'm like terrified of him now.
Yeah. Look, that was the show. Phil, dude, thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Phil Hunt 2 on Twitter. P-H-I-L-L Hunt 2 on Twitter. Dude, I'll be honest with you. The reason I had you on was because I thought it was a real-ass move that you just stood your ground, even though you're getting attacked by, like, 200 people.
George Zimmerman taught us that.
One guy chimed in to help him out, and even he kind of tapped out. He's like, all right, I can't spend my day doing this.
Well, comics are really, and I'm sure you know this, they're really, oh, that guy, I can't take him on.
Of course.
Stand your fucking ground. Make him respect you.
It's so funny. Well, that's why I liked it. I like the fact that you really fucking, no matter how much you were getting killed with logic, you were just like, nope. I'm not going to move back on this at all.
Yeah.
Because you can't
be color
wrong,
fight,
you know?
Motherfucker. That's really funny, man.
Yeah. You can be wrong, you know?
Of course, why not?
As long as it's honest.
Yeah. That's what this show is. We come in. I don't know shit. I don't research anything. And then we figure it out in real time.
I don't like the way comedy's going. It's like all about being right now. And it's like sometimes right's not funny.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that you're 100% right about that. And that's why people come from a place of, let me post this easy opinion, and then let me post a lazy joke that easy
opinion. Guys, rape is wrong.
Yeah.
Duh.
No, exactly. No shit.
Like you preach it to the choir.
Who thinks rape is wrong? Idiots. How can you take pussy if you don't rape girls? Stupid asses.
Trump, you're going to be
Can
Trump
we isolate
cabinet.
That, please, Shannon?
No.
I love that he's the voice of reason. Like, yo, can I not be associated with that?
So, guys. Like I said, iTunes, fucking hook us up. We got a couple things coming up, man. Year-long memberships, I believe we're launching this month for the holiday. And the app is in development as well, so if you guys are Gas Digital subscribers, look out for that app in the iTunes Store and Google Play very soon. I would say definitely within the next month, if not the latest by the end of the year. That's it, man. It was a show. It was a great show today, guys.
Oh,
I really
and also,
appreciate it.
I get my VR camera in 2 months, so this show will be going VR.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Love it, dude. Nice. Beautiful. Guys, we're out. Check you next week. Peace.
That's all, folks.